7. Language barrier. Allowing for speed of light travel time, the other took only 20-some minutes to react to the Drake message, which meant that most of the response must have been prepared ahead of time, and it only had to choose which button to push. If, that is, it had been honest with Red when it described its temporal limitations. It did occur to me that there was no compelling reason for it to tell us the truth. Or to lie, if it was as powerful as it claimed. The answer to the message came in spoken English, in an odd American accent, which Earth quickly identified as David Brinkley's, a newscaster from a century ago. "Peace is a good sentiment. Your assumption about my body chemistry is clever, but wrong. I will tell you more later. At this time, I do not wish to tell you where my people live." Then it began a speech in a slightly different tone that could have been prepared years ahead of time. "I have been watching your development for a long time, mostly through radio and television. If you take an objective view of human behavior since the early 20th century, you can understand why I must approach you with caution. I apologize for having destroyed your Triton probe back in 2044. I didn't want you to know exactly where I am on this world. If you send another probe, I will do the same thing, again with apologies. For reasons that may become apparent soon, I don't wish to communicate with you directly. The biological constructs that live below the surface of Mars were created thousands of years ago, with the sole purpose of eventually talking to you and, at the right time, serving as a conduit through which I could reveal my existence. Our existence, actually, since we have millions of individuals elsewhere, on our home planet and watching other planets, like yours." Then it said something that I thought would simplify our lives, at least mine and Red's. "This is a clumsy and limited language for me, as are all human languages. The Martian ones were created for communication between you and me, and from now on, I would like to utilize the most complex of those Martian languages, which is used by only one individual, the leader you call Red." Then it went into about 2 minutes of low, gravelly, wheedly rasput, and went silent.
"So what was that?" Dargo said.
Red favored her with a potato stare.
"Please play it back for me."
He listened.
"Can you speed it up by a factor of 8 or so?"
"No problem,"
a voice said from the screen.
"Just give me a minute. I can double the speed 3 times.
We waited, and then it came back, sounding more like Martian.
"Not much in the way of information there. I can write it down for you, phrase by phrase, but it's mostly ceremonial. Goodbye and a sort of blessing, and some technical information, which frequencies it will monitor for voice and for pictures. Though I think it probably monitors about everything."
"Why was the initial message so slow?"
asked the screen.
"The other said that it had spent days translating that English message and rendering it as American speech. It recorded it more than a year ago."
Red hesitated.
"We talked, Oz and Carmen and Paul and I, about how slow their metabolism must be, because of the low temperature of their body chemistry. They must move slowly."
He wasn't going to say anything he'd learned from the still-secret message.
"Talking with them is not going to be anything like a conversation. But we are all accustomed to having a time lag between saying something and hearing the response, in talking with Mars."
"Why did it wait?" Dargo asked.
"First, there was all that indirect mumbo-jumbo, hiding the Drake message in the strange oration that the yellow Martians had buried in their memories. Now we find out that it could have just contacted us directly, in English."
"Dargo," Oz said quietly, "we don't know anything about their psychology. Who knows why it does anything?"
"It's protecting itself,"
Moonboy said. Maybe even trying to confuse us.
It does know our psychology pretty well, I pointed out, after eavesdropping on us for a couple of hundred years.
And it knows you, Red said. Of you.
Me personally? He nodded.
The other knows of our special relationship, and would like to exploit it, making you its primary human contact, through me.
I wondered whether he'd just made that up.
How could it know something like that? Dargo snapped, for once mirroring my own thoughts.
It has access to any public broadcast. Her relationship to me is well documented.
He made what might have been a placating gesture.
Of course, Carmen will share what she hears with everyone, and we will take input from anyone.
I don't like it. You or she could make up anything, as long as you're working in a language no one else can translate.
I will tell the other of your objection.
And how will I know that you have?
Have I ever lied to you? Lying is sort of a human thing.
Paul glanced at me and glanced away. We both knew that wasn't exactly true. Red had come up with the suggestion that we feed Dargo an innocuous, half-true translation.
Even if you completely trusted Red, Oz said, as I do, there's no reason to assume that the other is being straight with him. As Dargo said, it could have communicated with us directly from the beginning, if it had wanted to.
Moonboy nodded.
It must have its own agenda, its strategy.
To Red,
we still don't know how long this whatever, this hypnotic suggestion, has been part of the Yellow family's makeup.
None of the family can tell us anything useful. They say it must have been there forever, ever since the others created them. Which would be fine, except for the number.
10 to the 7th seconds,
Moonboy said. Red nodded.
It would require that the others, or this other, could predict 27,000 years ago how long it would take for humans to get to Mars and bring a Martian back.
A yellow one, I said. Wait, Oz said, and laughed. We don't have any reason to assume that the number is right. The other isn't some sort of infallible god. That 27,000 years might have been its best estimate 2,000 years ago, or 10,000, or 50, whenever you Martians were initially set up.
At least 5,000 Aries. We have reliable memories that far back. At least the memory family does.
You think so?
Oz was still smiling broadly.
But look, if the other could program the yellow folk, the memory family, to flop down and deliver a pre-recorded message when they saw the red laser, then what else might it have programmed them with? Maybe 5,000 Aries of bogus history.
Red grabbed his head and buzzed loudly, laughing.
Oz, you could be right.
He buzzed again.
Like your religious humans who claim God created the Earth 6,000 years ago, with the fossils all in place. Who can say you're wrong?
An Areologist, Oz said. Quite seriously, we have Terry and Joan on Mars right now, nosing around your city trying to date it. What if there's nothing that's more than a few thousand Aries old? A few hundred?
Red clasped himself with all four arms, which usually meant he was thinking.
It's not impossible. I have direct evidence, written communication with only 3 previous leaders, with mention of a 4th. Less than 1,000 Aries.
He turned to Moonboy.
Have Joan and Terry found anything older?
I don't think so, but they're still doing preliminary work, being pretty cautious.
We must have them try. Dig down for things to date. This is fascinating.
What I myself found fascinating was the way Red had changed the subject away from, have I ever lied to you?